It's the word, yelled at innocent children searching for better learning, chanted in demonic bloodlust as the church is burning, whispered in ears as purity is taken, and then laughingly said when the hanging body stops shaking, and now used as a greeting of fondness. You will never hear the word pass my lips that causes pain like whips that slip backs in the hulls of ships. It sparks nights of stolen sisters, daughters, mothers, wives, smiling faces about decimated lives. Never will you hear the word come out of my mouth, horrific as strange fruit hanging from those trees down south. A word that embodies the bloody fingers and missing toes, the slaughtered children from guiltless foes. It represents sleepless nights fermented in death, killing dreams, souls, and spirits till there's nothing left. Beautiful, priceless onyx gems in the belly of the beast. Eternal tortured souls from an evil that has never ceased. They are bronze children stolen in the moonlight, placed in Bayou's coffin in the middle of the night. And in that air, drenched in hate, is the word used to describe these babies transformed into Gatorade. So go ahead, my brothers, throw away your pride. Say the equivalent of flying a Confederate flag in your ride. Hell, walk down the street in a white gown and pointy hood. Because if you say the word enough, it'll take away its power and be all good. Right? Go on and keep firing those verbal projectiles into the crowd, murdering and influencing those people around you. Won't your mother be so proud? Better yet, we can change the word because we can make it ours the more it's heard. How about, what's up, you incest-having, pedophile, bestiologist bitch? So hey, if you think that this is the way to honor your fellow kings and queens, you keep doing your thing. Me? I'll say my piece in this piece and pray that the word and all of its uses cease.